Hey teacher, before we start today's episode, I wanted to let you know about my free webinar happening on the 9th of May. If you've been struggling to promote yourself, if you feel like you still have to chase clients and find them, and it's been a struggle and you can't find your own consistency on social media, then this webinar is for you. It's called How to Become a Booked Out Language Teacher, and I'm going to teach you in a very simple way what marketing actually is about and how to create your own way of being consistent and visible so that clients find you and you don't have to chase them. I hope you will come and hope to see you there. The link to sign up is in my show notes. It's completely free. So literally a no-brainer. See you there.
Hi, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there is literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world, because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today.
There comes a time when every teacher I know starts talking about moving towards or away from one-to-ones towards group teaching. So in today's episode, I want to talk about the perfect moment to do that and what potential pitfalls to look out for. My name is Ola, and I'm a business coach for language teachers and other language education businesses. And I help them grow and scale their businesses so they can enjoy what they do best, teaching, educating, training. So in today's episode, I want to talk about groups and if there is a perfect time to actually start introducing them to your business. So let me start with the mix, actually, because a lot of people think that all it takes to move towards teaching groups is just put together their one-to-one clients, put them in some sort of a level, and offer them classes just like all the language schools all the language schools do. By the way, I'm not talking to language school owners here. This process might be a little bit different. And tell them, okay, we're meeting Tuesday at 6 p.m. It's the A2 class or B1 class, and everything is fine now. It's not that simple, I'm afraid. And also, I would say that before you make a decision to move from one-to-ones to groups, you need to know about a few things. So that's why I believe that there is a very good moment to move on to groups, and there are some less perfect ones. So you can, after listening to this episode, you can make your own informed decision if it's time for you. So I would say that most people I work with are not beginners in business. They are freelancers. If you are a beginner, then this might be different. So feel free to reach out to me and I'll be happy to chat to you about it. But most people have freelanced at least for a bit. They have some one-to-one clients and they need to, and they like the situation might look differently for everybody. You may be getting tired. You may see the financial potential in running group classes. The benefits of running group classes are actually quite obvious, right? Like nobody needs to be convinced. But I would say that most people need to do some foundational work before they actually open or launch their group classes. I genuinely believe that it will be hard if you don't have the foundations in place to sell an effective group program. I call them a program because for a few reasons that I'll explain a little bit later. So those foundations are actually having a target audience. Obvious, right? It's funny that I need to repeat myself, but this is actually the core of everything. And a very specific or a very, very good idea of what those people's needs, dreams, desires, and problems are. So if you are my client and have done the Rocket Takeoff, we did a massive deep dive into you discovering your target audience and then you developing a one-to-one offer that will help those people. So you've done some tremendous work there and the foundations is there. So it's done. It's done. You're now probably at, depending when you did it, but you're now probably at the stage where, okay, I need to get a few clients to kind of validate that one-to-one offer. There will probably be tweaks. You will probably have a few market research calls. Like all of that is perfectly normal. Or maybe you've already got that validation. Maybe you've already started noticing that, oh, this works. I think I'll soon be ready to start offering something to groups. So you're in a good position. And I'm not saying that if you haven't done the Rocket Takeoff, you're not ready or you can't move into teaching group classes. But I'm just being super honest with you that the foundation work will still need to be done. So the target audience and understanding that audience very well are the prerequisites. The next thing is we need to unlearn a few things. So I've been talking about this quite a lot last year, and the general consensus from my perspective is that it's becoming less and less relevant to be offering people jumping from a level to a level. People are not looking to spend years studying. It might be a tiny bit different with children, but if they're adults, people pick up learning languages for different reasons. That's absolutely true. And some of those reasons might be pleasure. Some of those reasons might be career opportunities. Some might be academic. Some might be more social or related to their relationships. But all of these are very specific reasons. So offering those people to jump from a level to a level does not address those needs. And sometimes people, they will even come to you and say, hey, I'm B1, what can you offer to me? The first question I would ask, no matter whether you're trying to enroll this person into your one-to-one or your group program, is what are you trying to achieve? What are you going to use that language for? Because that is the basis of not only building a really effective group program, group course, but also extremely effective marketing. So I would say that the perfect moment to move away from one-to-ones or add groups to your business is when you at least know who your target audience is and have started doing work to discover what they need and how you could address that need with your products. I can help you do that, absolutely. Rocket Takeoff is great for that. But I'm just being honest here in terms of what's actually required. And then the process is a little bit like a journey. So I like to think about it as a journey of a rocket because all my programs are called the rocket. So let me use the whole metaphor because I think it works really nicely. So the first thing that we need to do before you even start thinking about designing your program is the ignition. What makes people tick? Okay. So I don't like to sell things that I don't know or have absolutely no idea whether they would sell. So whether people would pay me money for. So some market research is required, but also something that we call a minimal viable product is a really good idea to run. So at the beginning of the journey, we're igniting the fire to see what will actually work, what will make the rocket blast off, right? And this can be done in many different ways. You're doing interviews, you're collecting data from your students, if they're relevant to the target audience that you've chosen, or you could run a minimal viable offer. And this is a fantastic way of like learning lots of skills in a very short time. So you are selling something as a one-to-many offer, because basically when you're moving from one-to-one, you're changing your business model from one-to-one to one-to-many. So that minimal viable offer helps you do that. You're testing your sales skills. You are doing paid market research because people are supposed to pay you for that. And you are just seeing how the whole world of business works. And that happens within, I would say, a month. So it's a brilliant way of like igniting you to take action, but also seeing what would work. After the ignition, we move on to building your actual rocket. So your rocket is, I always say to people that this metaphor works because a rocket is something that takes you on a journey because it kind of like helps you fly, like always moving. And when you're moving, you're making progress in your business. And I think it's true that businesses that don't make progress, they are likely to fail. And thanks to a vehicle such as the rocket. And for me, it's actually my rocket course. And it's like meta now. You are making progress, but also it's a vehicle that takes your clients from a point A to B, right? So in the building your rocket kind of area, what we're doing is we are discovering as much information about those people that you've just sold your MVP to. We're seeing how that works and using and implementing that information to build a stronger, more robust offer, a more robust rocket. So we're taking into account, obviously, the marketing and sales information and how the previous thing worked, but also we're taking the principles of instructional design. So we're not only building a course that, you know, would sell, we're also building a course that people would complete. You're being asked tons of questions about what your preferences are and where your strengths lie. So you make an informed choice in terms of, should it be a live course? Should it be a pre-recorded course? Should it be a hybrid? What should it have? What topics should you tackle? How long should it be? The more specific your outline becomes, the easier later it is to start building a marketing campaign around it. Because when you're marketing from the perspective of I'm marketing myself as a teacher, that's in a way easy because you just talk about what you've got that you teach, da, da, da. When you start focusing on a specific offer, you need to know what that offer is made of. And the better it is aligned with your target audience, the easier it is to show the benefits of that offer. So we're making sure that the offer works, that it's aligned to their needs and problems and helps them achieve their goal, but also that it works with your strengths. That's the second stage. The next stage is making sure that there are some people who would jump on board. So this is probably the longest process. I usually give people about 90 days to do that. It's building a machine that helps people get on board. Because people don't get on board in the moment you tell them that there is a course. No, you need to prepare those people. And that's what I would say. That's the amount of time I usually say it takes. It's about 90 days. Any marketing campaign takes about 90 days. Because what it is a marketing campaign. We're building assets, social media content, your website, a blog, whatever, that eventually lead to your new group course. To your launch, basically. When that's done, that's when the next phase begins, and it's the launch phase. So in the launch phase, we're doing a massive hurrah. You can only do it once. I always say in my courses that no matter what, if you don't like launching, you can only do it once, and then I would never make you do it again. But one launch is actually, when you do a launch, there is tons of momentum. And when you're proud of your offer, I think you should be loud, shouting loudly about it, and be very proud of it. and letting as many people know that it's out there for them to sign up. So I teach launching as a way of like being proud and really, really out there and visible about your offer. There is a whole strategy. It involves emails, a sales page. It involves a webinar. And you need to know how to do all of those things to be able to kind of get any data on whether it will work, right? The first launch is usually the way I prepare people in my programs to a launch is that this is just a trial run. So we've done our MVP, which was a trial run in itself. Now is another trial run because, to be honest, even with all the information from the MVP, we still don't know whether people would buy. And that doesn't mean anything about us, but it's just something that needs to happen because otherwise there is no way of seeing whether people would buy. So we focus on launching in that last phase. And finally, when we've got information from that whole process of ignition, building the offer, making people come on board or preparing them, warming them up to the idea of your launch, launching, we are ready to see where that program sits in your offer. So I call this phase keep lying. So selling the course in different ways. It doesn't have to be launching, subtle selling, evergreen selling. Like there are so many different modes and it can actually work with you. So at the end of the whole process, you're probably likely to see your business from a completely different perspective because it's a fast track way to learn so many skills and start seeing so many different things that you probably weren't prioritizing before that it's mind blowing. It's actually mind blowing. So in my experience, this whole process can take any time from 6 to 12 months. A lot of people manage to do it within 6 months, but it depends where they are. Like obviously, if you've already done your one-to-ones and you've kind of done a little bit of work with your target audience, I think 6 months is a really, really good kind of amount of time to give yourself to build the momentum up to a launch, right? It could take longer depending on your circumstances, but that is it. So moving away from one-to-ones may be a bit more complex than you think. It probably requires more than just, as I said at the beginning, opening a class at a certain level and telling people that it happens on a certain day at a certain time. It does require more because it's a group offer. It's always easier to convince one person to jump on a one-to-one program with you because there is always the element of bespokeness. With group offerings, they need to be aligned with the whole group of people. So that's why it's so important that those people have a lot in common. That's why it's so important that you have a target audience within a certain niche, because it's then much easier to build a program that will attract, that will appeal to them, that will make them think, oh my God, this sounds like something prepared exactly for me. And that's exactly the result we want to create. So in order to stand out, in order to move effectively and add those groups to your business, I'm afraid the process will probably take longer than you anticipated, but it can be done. I wanted to tell you about a few of my clients who have recently done it because I was mind blown. So there is one client who started working with me when she had absolutely no idea about how business works. She was working and doing some freelance and private classes online for herself. She was also working for a couple of language schools. Within a year, she quit all that work for language schools and sold out not one, but two groups. So she wanted to play it safe and opened one group for six people. But it was just so clear that there was so much more interest, but she couldn't lie to people and say, oh no, it's going to be a bigger group. So she just opened another one and sold it out as well. It's just incredible. The change, yes, it took a lot of work. And every week when we work together, I ask her, what are you most grateful for? And she said, my resilience. So it takes time and grit and resilience, but the results are absolutely mind-blowing. There is another client who focused a lot at first on group teaching. So she was always convinced that that's the better model. She didn't really want to do many one-to-ones. And she launched her group classes a couple of times, but very ineffectively. So it was the classical A2 group on that day, B1 group on that day, which led to her audience being a little bit confused. So they had too much to choose. And to be honest, we think that people know what the levels mean, and some people do, but most people do not. And unfortunately, too many teachers still use the CFR levels in their marketing way too much. I think we can use it on sales pages and stuff like that, if it speaks to our people, but I think that the general assumption should be that people have absolutely no idea what we're talking about. We should use completely different terms to describe their levels and make completely different promises, because a promise that you would help people jump from one level to another is empty. To me, it's empty. It has no substance and it's not relevant to their life goals. So, sorry for the rant, but that's basically what another client was doing, selling, and she soon realized that it's just not sustainable. So instead, she built a program. She built something that would be only suitable to a very specific type of people. She ran a launch. She jumped on that like head in. So it was hard. She admitted it was a super hard experience, but she's now so glad she did it, because she works with perfect people who are always focused, who are always committed, who paid more. So they are much more invested in the whole process. She's now ready to launch the course for the second time, because, you know, the first time was just like, a lot of people play it safe when they launch for the first time, but she knows there is so much potential in it now. And it's just so good to see, how she started to thrive in her business. And there are multiple examples like that. If you want to be another success story and are ready, to move away from one-to-ones or add group classes or a group program to your business, then I would love to invite you to the Language Course Worth Gold Challenge. It's launching very, very soon. It's completely free and it's a mind-blowing event that will help you build your Worth Gold program for your students. Completely free. I've said that before, right? All the details are in the show notes, and I would absolutely love to meet you there. So if you have any questions, I am here. Please feel free to message me on Instagram. And also, just to be fully transparent, I will be launching the Rocket Accelerator program at the end of the challenge. It's a 6-month experience where I help you go through the whole fantastic rocket building, a rocket launching process, and I help you keep flying with a fantastic program that makes your business more profitable, sustainable, and enjoyable as well. So if you're ready for that, that will also be a fantastic opportunity to jump on board. Alrighty, that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again in the next episode. You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to
to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it, and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.